I've had the great benefit of having my kids come through this school district and having a December graduate. I've, through COVID, I've really seen the difference that positive relationships have. I've seen what it means to be part of a system on all kinds of levels and recognize the importance of every person's role in that system. We did not come through this by ourselves. We had the help of teachers along the way, principals, administrators along the way, colleagues along the way, other parents. It's all relational. And I think that that is true for the board as well. Having a board that trusts our administration, works together with our administration, trusts our teachers, wants the best for our teachers, wants our teachers to be able to live and raise their families within our own community as well and stay with us, wants our kids to graduate and stay in our community. I think all of those things come together into what the vision is for our district as a whole. I want my kids to stick around, but I also understand that it's a big world, and I want them to have the freedom to do whichever one of those things it is. I want our kids to be set up that when they graduate, that they're ready for whatever that choice may be. That means academic rigor, but it also means them having the life skills that are necessary to go out into the world. And I think that that also means for us to recognize that it is not always measured by ACT scores, scholarships, or prizes in that sense. Unfortunately, when we look at what is measured for post-secondary success, one thing that isn't measured is military enlistment. There is a classmate of my son's who graduated in December and is a Marine, and that does not count towards that. I think that we need to be broader reaching in what we define as success, and want that for every one of our students.